Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean and Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I'm a certified health coach, trainer, and author. And this podcast is for middle-aged men and women looking to optimize their health and get their bodies back to what it once was 10 to 15 years ago. I will give you simple, actionable items to get long-term sustainable results. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. All right, welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I hope you had a great weekend and happy Tuesday. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, hope you had a chance to listen to my interview with author, entrepreneur, and speaker Marcus Collius. We touched on all about how he started and sold his nutraceutical company, Magnum Nutraceuticals, and how he works with other entrepreneurs to do the same thing. We also touched on his night routine, prioritizing quality sleep, the importance of hanging out with like-minded individuals, his new book, Play a Bigger Game, which is coming out soon, and his one tip to get your body back to what it once was. So if you haven't already, Marcus has a ton of great energy. He's hung out with Anthony Robbins for numerous years, and it was a fun interview. So if you haven't already, check out my interview with Marcus. That's episode 350. Now, in today's micro podcast, we are going to touch on some common questions that I get from individuals regarding optimizing sleep. I will say through all my interviews and coaching with clients, this is the number one pillar of health I think everyone should prioritize. Find ways to optimize it as much as possible. This is something that is a journey of mine and has been for the last 10 years, I'd say, because we all know how important it is, how it can play a role in stress management, how weight management as well. I mean, if you think about it, your body is recovering and repairing through the evening into the night. And if you're not getting quality sleep, then it's going to affect your workouts. It's going to affect your energy. Your brain also consolidates memories and processes information throughout the evening. So yes, let's optimize sleep. And I'm going to go through some of the questions I get. One of the main ones I get is, you know, how much sleep should I get? Well, I think it sort of depends on the individual. If you want to throw an average out there for adults, what I've seen is typically about 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. But individual needs may vary depending on like factors like I mentioned, age, health, activity level, things like that. If you consistently feel well rested, then you're probably hitting it right. Now, I'll say one of the things I try to target to get optimal sleep is going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time. Obviously, there's external factors that could change, that could affect this, but if you could do your best to try to go to bed, like for myself, I typically go to bed around 10:30, and I'm up around 6:30 in the morning, and that's about what I aim for every day. Now, depending on the seasons, you know, during the winter, it's a little darker, might sleep a little bit later, and during the summer, might get up a little bit earlier. But I think you should have a target to aim for that fits your lifestyle, and then just aim to go to bed and wake up at the same time. You know, one of the questions I get is how to identify if I'm not getting enough sleep. Well, you know, there's a lot of different signs of inadequate sleep: constant tiredness, difficulty concentrating, maybe some irritability. So you want to sort of monitor your energy throughout the day and see how you're feeling. You know, obviously there could be other factors that play into this, perhaps thyroid health, you know, hormonal health, other things that could take a toll and affect your energy throughout the day. But obviously if we're focusing on sleep, at least that's the main pillar that we can focus on. And then if there's other issues, then we can, you know, sort of adjust from there. What are some common sleep myths for men over 40 is a question I got. And one of the myths I will say is that we can sort of train our body to function on less sleep. Now, one of the things that gets talked a lot about with sleep is you accumulate something called sleep debt. And this happens over time. And essentially, if you're always in sort of a sleep deficit, that's when issues are going to arise. You know, if you have a night here or a night there with a bad night's sleep, you can make it up the next day or two nights from that day or whatever it is. You can make up those sleep deficits. But if it continues to accumulate, that's when you can run into an issue. So another question is about alcohol. Does it help induce sleep? Well, I would say it might seem like it might help you fall asleep because it can sort of relax you a little bit. But essentially, you're not getting quality sleep when you're on alcohol. And so this is something you don't necessarily want to rely on. I would focus more on a quality sleep routine, which we're going to touch on today. Also, too, people think that if they sort of like watch TV, it can help them go to sleep. Well, I'll say this, that one of my big tips I'd say is trying your best to avoid blue light emitted by screens at least 1 to 2 hours before bed. If you do need to look at a screen for something, and I don't have it with me right now, these are my day glasses, but I have blue light blocking night glasses that you can get easily for not that expensive, and they can help sort of block the majority of the blue light. I think in an ideal world, you're not looking at any screens a couple hours before bed. So if you find yourself always on your phone or watching TV, this could be a big one that'll help you get quality sleep right off the bat and fall asleep faster. So blue light, when it emit by screens, it's going to suppress that melatonin. So it's going to make falling asleep that much harder. How can men over 40 improve sleep habits? You know, one of the ways that I've already talked about that is making sure that you go to bed and wake up around the same time, create a comfortable, dark, and quiet space. You know, falling asleep is challenging. Try reading or listening to some calm music before bed, maybe even a little meditation. Give yourself 10 minutes or so. Avoiding consuming caffeine too close to bed. Believe the half-life of caffeine is like 6 hours. So I would say anything after, you know, in the afternoon, you want to try to avoid a ton of caffeine. Now, some people are more sensitive to caffeine than others. So this is sort of a person-by-person basis, but I would try to avoid it later in the day as much as possible. What about taking a nap? That's an interesting one. I think that a nap could be sort of a good tool, a good protocol to get into every once in a while. Nothing wrong with that. They've shown that power napping, you know, we're not talking long naps, like 20 to 30 minute naps. I tend to sometimes, you know, not all the time, but sometimes I'll do a power nap or just close my eyes for, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes in the early afternoon sometimes just to sort of get a reboot. And it definitely helps. So power naps can definitely be a great little energy booster, especially if you're sort of experienced not a great night's sleep and experiencing some afternoon fatigue. Some natural remedies for sleep. Well, I would say some of my favorite ones are regular exercise. Just making sure you get regular exercise. Getting sunlight in the morning on your face can help with is sort of a natural remedy for sleep because it gets your circadian rhythm in line. Yoga, I love yoga. Meditation can help reduce tension. And sort of be a stress management to induce you into more of a restful state. So these are all like things that you can establish throughout the day to help you with sleep. So getting quality sleep just doesn't happen an hour before bed. This is something, like I told you, can establish right off the bat, like getting up and going for a walk and getting sunlight on your face right away and creating a good morning routine. If you have some time, if you don't have the time, then perhaps you can add these things on later in the day. But incorporating a solid sleep routine starts right away. As we're getting closer to bed, like I said, I think it's important to do some type of relaxation. This could be reading, meditation, maybe taking a warm bath, some gentle stretching, because most people don't like to do that. and I think these are some tips that can definitely help induce a quality sleep. So that's all I wanted to touch on. These are some of the common questions I've gotten. I would say that start with these natural remedies to help with sleep. And if you have to go another route, you know, there are certain supplementations that might help. But start with establishing a good morning and evening routine and making sure that you're prioritizing sleep right off the bat. And this could create a snowball effect to create greater health with stress, with your physical activity, with your energy, and making sure that everything else is optimized. So I appreciate you listening. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, brian@briangrin.com. And I look forward to talking with you on Friday with another great interview. Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there and you've chosen to listen to mine, and I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again and have a great day.